may apply.
You are hearing Delilah on WLTW, New York's Light FM.
Hi, Amanda. Welcome to the Delilah Show. Who are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about the most wonderful man on earth. I am madly in love with him. He is probably my best friend in the entire world. And him and I have been talking for 14 months, and he's going through a divorce that he's been going through for almost 2 years now. And we have vowed that we would not start dating till after his divorce was final, obviously.
So you're trying not to be romantically involved.
Kissed him twice in 2 years, but I'm madly in love with him.
And are the feelings equal on his side?
You know, he doesn't know how to express his feelings to me because he's afraid he's going to hurt me because the divorce is taking so long. And I just want him to understand that I'm patient and I will wait for him because I love him so much. I just want him to know that I'm there for him. I listen to him every day. I mean, I talk to him all the time. And I just want him to understand that I will wait for him and that I know that it's a lot on his plate right now and that I'm there for him. And I want him to know I love him dearly and that...
What a wise guy to wait. I respect you both. I don't have that kind of patience, so I'm very proud of you both.
I don't know where my patience comes from. I really don't.
That's a level of maturity that I've never succeeded at, so kudos to you two.
Oh, it's been 14 months, and I mean, I've never loved anybody the way I love him.
Yeah.
everybody knows my name now. But something about it still feels strange. Like looking in a mirror, trying to steady yourself and seeing somebody else. And everything is not the same now. It feels like all our lives have changed. Maybe when I'm older it'll all calm down, but it's killing me now. What if you had it all, but nobody to call? Maybe then you'd know me. 'Cause I've had everything, but no one's listening. And that's just f***ing lonely. I'm so lonely. The price you pay for the money and fame at an early age. And everybody saw me sick, and it felt like no one gave a sh. They criticized the things I did as an idiot kid. What if you had it all, but nobody to call? Maybe then you'd know me. 'Cause I've had everything, but no one's listening, and that's just f***ing lonely. I'm so lonely.
Tina, thank you for calling. This is Delilah. How are you tonight?
Hi, Delilah. How are you?
So you have how many children?
I have 5 children.
How old are they?
I have a 12-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 22-year-old.
And you're a widow, I understand?
Yes, I am. And I was wondering if you would play a special song for me.
What was your husband's name, Tina?
His name was Joseph. On our 7th wedding anniversary, my husband said to me, "You are my 7-year itch," and we got remarried on that same day, and that was our wedding song.
I will play it for you.
You will.
I will.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And let all the widow mothers out there know, try to be positive for your children. They need that.
I'll play that for you, sweetie. Bye bye.
Thank you, Delilah.
I just do. I'm If you are blessed, if you are fortunate to have a good friend, a handful of good friends, people that you can count on, hang in there. Stay connected. Fight for them and let them fight for you. Let them care for you. Don't turn away. Don't turn your back. Don't give up. Don't get too busy or too distracted. If they make mistakes, if they ask forgiveness, forgive them quickly. Forgive them quickly. Reach out to your friends tonight. Friends are part of the glue that holds life together, that holds your heart together, that holds your faith together. That's good stuff. Don't let go of it. Do not let go, okay? I'll be here all night with you, encouraging you to reach out in love. You're listening to Lila.
I let it fall.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite.
The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never played. Instead, you laid still in the grass, oh, coiled up in the sand. And no, I know.
with Delilah.
Hi, Thelma.
Hi, Delilah. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
I understand you've got quite the little romantic scheme planned out.
Yes, we do, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Tell me why you're grinning.
Well, we are celebrating our 7-year anniversary, and we've had a lot of changes in the family. We lost my stepdaughters. We got my stepdaughters back recently, so we went from a family of 6 to a family of 4, and now we're back to a family of 6. So not a lot of alone time with my hubby, like we've gotten used to, and we planned a weekend alone, just me and him, just to kind of celebrate our relationship. We've been together 20 years altogether. He's been the love of my life since I was 15 and he was 16. So we've got a lot of history, and we're just really looking forward to some alone time. And he is just the most incredible gift God could have ever given me. He has brought me such peace and such joy to my life, and I just wanted to dedicate a song to him if I could.
Would you like me to find a song that lets him know how much you're looking forward to this little escape?
That would be fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow.
September evening in the city. I want to say hello to my friends at the annual San Gennaro Feast in Little Italy tonight. Perfect night to be out under the stars with my show on. Everyone along Mulberry Street and Grand Street and Mott, wave back. You're in the shop, in the store, waving at your radio. It's a beautiful night to be out and about. If you are down at the Feast of San Gennaro, let me know. 1-800-222-1067. We will be back in New York City. You're listening to Delilah.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together. so glad we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby.
106.7. Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control.
Delilah's dilemma is from a listener who writes, "Dear Delilah, my wife and I have been together since 2001. Our marriage was very happy until I started," and this is his words, not mine, "misbehaving, drinking too much and being angry a lot. It created a distance between us. While she begged me to change, I promised to, and then I broke those promises. And of course, she drifted away from me emotionally. Eventually, I caught on and changed my life, but she is saying that it's now too late. She has found another, and she has feelings for him. We still live together, but I don't know if she will ever forgive me, though I'm motivated to do whatever it takes. I'd like to dedicate a special song to her and ask if you have any advice.
I do have advice, and I will share those words with you coming up next.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a listener who's been with his wife for over 20 years. And the thing I want to focus on is you write and you said, our marriage was happy until I started misbehaving. Like you're a child that's misbehaving. My 6-year-old misbehaves. Sometimes my 13-year-old misbehaves. When my 18-year-old does things that she knows are wrong, that's not misbehaving. That is making a conscious choice to do something that you realize and you know is hurting someone else. So no, you weren't misbehaving. You were treating your wife like she didn't matter, because she didn't. Your drinking came first. Your anger came before your love for your wife. And over time, because you made promises and you did not keep them, you showed her by your actions that your addictions, your drinking, your anger, your rage was far more important than her heart. So of course she drifted away. You pushed her away. She didn't drift away. You shoved her away. And every time you'd make a promise and break it, you pushed her harder and further. And now her heart is gone. If you want to save your marriage, which I don't think you can, but if you want to try to save your marriage, work on you. Go to AA if you need to. Get help. Go to a support group for anger issues. Talk to a counselor. Talk to a pastor or somebody that you trust. Talk to your brother or your barber or whoever you trust that you can talk to and get this toxic anger out of your heart and out of your life. Perhaps as you truly change, maybe her heart will soften. But even if she doesn't, you still need to change, dude, for you. So focus on you, focus on healing you, and then see if magic might happen again.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. So
it's 106.7 Light FM. I'm Delilah with The Light at Night. You know what's a powerful thing? An act of kindness. An act of unselfishness. Going out of your way to make someone else's life a little brighter. A little sweeter. Doing something that will make someone else's heart a little lighter, sharing a burden, sending a note of encouragement. It's a powerful thing. Leave your unhappiness. Leave it at the side of the road. Put it in the garbage can. Leave it. Leave your negativity. Leave your unkind comments. Leave your judgmental comments and reach out and love someone. That's what I encourage you to do tonight. It's a powerful thing. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.